All right, thanks, Rob. It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's Monday night, so that means it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of live music here in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the progressive pop sounds of the band Molehill. They have a brand new EP out this month called Hearts on Fire. They've released a couple of those tracks already. You can find them on streaming sites like iTunes, Spotify. Tomorrow night, they're going to be at Subterranean, the great little club there in Wicker Park. In studio tonight, the band Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zuden, and Devin Staples. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
thank you so much.
There was like a nice little snicker in the air when I said progressive pop. How do you guys classify your music? Because I've kind of been joking all night about this, sort of like there's a lot of synth, which I really like.
Yeah, I mean, tonight we brought in all the synths because the last time we came in here, I think we really punished this room with the live drum kit. No, we always joke around with progressive because, I suppose some of our older songs are more progressive, but we have purposely tried on some songs just to use pretty limited harmonic language, like four chords, write the best melody that you can.
Right.
And somehow people are sort of like, oh yeah, they're progressive. I'm like, God, there's just...
Why do they do that? Because of the synth? Because it's the electronic sound?
We always have this theory that like any harmony that has this... I know this is kind of music nerd stuff, no. But any harmony that's like above a triad, so like a seventh or a ninth that sounds even slightly exotic... People are like, oh man, that's kind of progressive. or I have this other theory that if like anyone can like play their instrument even to like a basic level, it's like, oh man.
Very progressive.
Yeah, progressive rock. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But I mean, some songs I think we definitely do deserve the progressive title, but other stuff, I don't know why.
Yeah, I was saying, I think it's like you do one song that's progressive and then you're just a progressive.
Yeah, band. Right.
It's everything that you do now is progressive. I'm not sure why.
Well, I mean, what would you classify yourself? Just a rock band?
Alternative rock, I think.
Yeah. It's either got to be alternative, indie, or progressive. It has to be one of those three, right?
It's funny because I've had so many bands in here, and I always feel like at the beginning I have this conversation because I'll say the indie rock sounds, and then last week after we were talking with whoever, it was really just about indie just means you're not on a record label, like a major record label, so that's everybody. At this point, right? Yeah. It's like indie rock is not a thing anymore because indie, that just isn't a thing. That's just mainstream.
Yeah, I think when, who was it? Jesse Menendez said we were, it's like cinematic.
Yeah.
Or some,
yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, something along those lines. But, you know, we like writing big music with good melodies. That's like kind of it.
Where did you guys get together?
Here in Chicago. It was kind of a random, a lot of word of mouth. I kind of had, I started the band with different musicians, and then kind of one by one, these guys all came on board, and now we've been the four of us for 7 years now at this point.
When you're getting together, because, you know, and I asked this question it's such an ethereal question, but when you get together... Do you have to have similarities in the kind of music that you like to be able to create a sound that you guys create with Molehill? I mean, the idea being that, I mean, are you the kind of band that every member that comes in, Devin comes in or Trevor comes in, and you all have different sounds and it sort of makes its own sound? Or do you really have to be sort of on the same page when it comes to the kind of music you want to play?
I think there's got to be some common threads, yeah. You know, and then each of us probably has our own offshoot that we bring to the mix, but we probably all connect in a center place, and then it goes from there. Yeah,
there have to be elements. You know, it's like if we listen to a lot of stuff, you know, sometimes you'll sit there and listen to, you know, a band or whatever, and you'll hear something in the production that you really like a hi-hat pattern or a bass tone or the lead singer's, you know, like quality of their voice. But there has to be something.
Right.
You know, you can't butt heads. But we've definitely... That was a struggle early on because it's not that we didn't appreciate the same music, but it was tough getting on the same page with what we wanted to do.
So. Yeah, a lot of bands. I've been thinking about this recently because another friend of ours who's in a band said to me one time that the hardest part about starting a band is finding a bunch of guys that want to play the same kind of music as you. And a lot of bands, you know, they'll put out an ad like, you know, we're right. into this or that band and these are the kind of influences we have. We weren't like that. It was more like, okay, you're a good musician. You can commit to a band. Let's start there. And then we kind of had these growing pains of like figuring out, okay, now what kind of music do we all like? And it was...
So commitment comes first, especially when you're talking about, you know, committing to a quartet, if you will, of musicians. There's so much time that goes into rehearsal and to actually say you want to be a part of this moving forward. That's more than half the battle.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always say every year it seems like there are what, like at least two or three bands that we know that have broken up, you know, for a bunch of different reasons, mostly just... well, I don't know. I'm not those people. But yeah, it's tough to keep it together every day. I mean, whenever Peter and I see each other, like the last day of tour or whatever, usually the parting words are, yeah, man, I'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
That's good.
Yeah, there's always something to do that no one, you know, it doesn't matter who you're working with. If someone else cares more than you, that's a problem.
You know, and we'll take a break here and then we'll hear some live music. But is that what drives you guys? A passion to be a part of this band, a passion to produce this kind of music?
Oh, for sure. And just having, you know, just being able to wake up and produce music, write music, you know, that's me personally, that's what drives me, you know, knowing that every morning I can get up, write, create music, play drums, and just be a part of a great band, playing with great musicians, just enjoying the whole musicianship, you know.
That's great. Molehill is the band in studio, the cinematic pop band. How about that? The sounds.
We'll take it.
Cinematic pop sounds of Molehill. All right, the EP, which is sort of out in the sense that you're releasing tracks, throughout May. The full EP will be out by the end of the month, probably.
Yeah, May 12th, whole thing will be out. Yeah.
Hearts on Fire, you can find it on iTunes, other places that stream. They're going to be at Subterranean in Wicker Park tomorrow night. Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zuiden, and Devin Staples in studio. We'll take a break. We'll get a sound check. We'll hear some live music from Molehill. Stay with us. All right, it's The Download here on 720 WGN, Studio 435, our Monday night showcase. Live music here in Chicago in the Allstate Showcase Studio along Michigan Avenue tonight. The cinematic pop sounds of the band Molehill. They got a brand new EP coming out this month, May 12th, Hearts on Fire. They've released a few tracks already. Tomorrow they're going to be at Subterranean in Wicker Park, but tonight they are here. Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zuiden, and Devin Staples. In studio, here they are with the song The Repeating. Take it away, guys. All right. Band Mole Hill in studio tonight, Studio 435 here on beautiful Michigan Avenue in the city of Chicago. Mole Hill, the new EP, Hearts on Fire. Come on back down to the microphones. We'll talk a little bit more. The new EP comes out May 12th. Some of the tracks are out already. You can find them streaming sites everywhere. Tomorrow night they're going to be at Subterranean Wicker Park. Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zuten, and Devin Staples. Yeah, the music, I mean, it is this – I mean, it's interesting because we could call it cinematic pop, but a lot of what we hear there is sort of electronica in the way. It's probably – maybe that's not the right term anymore. Maybe I moved on. But the idea of you're using the drum pad, you know, the bass is keys. You know, there's a lot of sort of synth going on in this song. Where does that come from you guys as musicians? Does it start with having an interest in that kind of music and going there? Or, I mean, does it come out of sort of a more traditional training? Where does it come from?
Well, we should clarify, when we play live, it's definitely a full drum kit, bass guitar. It's definitely more of a rock sound. But for this setting, we actually wanted to try this, like, all synth.
This is the first time we've ever done this with the
It's pretty fun.
All right, no, I'll take it. That's awesome.
No, I mean, I think collectively we've always been. You know, we always joke with Devin. You know, we'll be like working on a new song, and Devin will be like, "Man, Trev, if you could, you know, just work in some of those sonic textures,
and
it could mean anything. It could be like a little slide on the bass. But the funny thing is, we always try out a bunch of stuff, and you know, it's right when Devin just looks over. He's like, "Yep." Yep, that's what it was. But no, to answer your question, I guess, no, I mean, we all came up on like guitar-based music for sure, but, you know, it seems like to a certain degree, maybe like the most creative music that's coming out right now in some ways is being done in that, you know, like pop, hip hop world that uses, you know, just lots of electronics. And I'm not like trying to say there's not really great stuff coming out in every single genre, but we definitely listen to, you know, a lot of music that is outside of what we write.
Yeah. I personally have been getting way more into electronic music, in the last, even like, I don't know, 5-6 years or something, like heavy, like EDM stuff.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, tons of, the music you just hear in mainstream pop, just like Trevor was saying, or rock, a lot of it has a lot of more electronic influences these days too.
And right. I mean, you hear that. I mean, it's very interesting, like pop music right now. And I hear it all the time. I have a 9-year-old. So you listen to like, even the stuff that's on Kiss FM, the addition of electronica, like a track that's in that's on the hook or something that's definitely built from synthesized, you know, it's not just sort of a straight ahead guitar riff anymore. There's this, I think of bands, I don't even know the names of them, but I can tell you that every song from Justin Bieber down is doing something with electronica music behind them that is changing the genre.
Yeah, I believe the reason is because now you can have a 15-year-old kid who can go to Guitar Center and buy this software, this music software called Fruity Loops. And like your 9-year-old probably can learn how to make a track from it. So that's why you hear a lot of this.
Is it change the music? I mean, is it change in the sense that a lot of non-musicians don't go through the sort of traditional, like you're a drummer. I mean, you have to understand music and time and everything that goes into it. I mean, does it change the music that someone at 10 years old can go to the Guitar Center and be like, I'll buy that?
No, I mean, a 10-year-old's always been able to play music in some way. I mean, there are pros and cons. They're all just tools. You know, like buying a software package, the best part about it is, at least on my end, is I have more sounds than I'll ever be able to go through in my life. But the problem is that anyone can buy those sounds. So to make something that's really striking and unique, you still have to have
the creativity.
Inside you that you want to get out. But you know, when you buy these like preloaded software packages like Fruity Loops, guess what? Everyone's got the same kick sound. Everyone's got the same synth sound. Now you can manipulate those. You can build those from scratch. And, you know, I still think people know it to a degree when they hear something that's just like really striking and unique. And that's, you know, that's a hard thing to do.
I mean, there's something to be said about the music that is being consumed at the pop music level. Those are hooks. I mean, those are the same hooks that musicians have been making for centuries, but they've created it through electronic sounds.
And sometimes all through the same set of writers, Max Martin and company.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mole Hill, the band in studio tonight. They're playing at Subterranean tomorrow night in Wicker Park. They got a brand new EP that comes out May 12th called Hearts on Fire. Some of the tracks have already been released. You can find them online and all the sort of streaming sites. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update from Rob Martyr. We'll come back. We'll hear some more music live in Studio 435 with the band Mole Hill. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase. It's live music right here in our Allstate Showcase studio, beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the cinematic pop sounds of the band Mole Hill. They've got the brand new EP out May 12th called Hearts on Fire. They've got a couple of those tracks already released. You can find them on streaming sites. Tomorrow, they're going to be at Subterranean right at North Milwaukee and Damon and Wicker Park. Great little club. Love that place. They still have the black and white checkered floor. Yeah? All right, good. Good to know. I do the show every night. I didn't get a chance to get over there. They could have easily changed that floor, right? In studio tonight, Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zuden, and Devin Staples. They are Mole Hill. Here is the track live. Two Souls. Take it away, guys.
By the breeze, I hope you wake up right next to me.
The band Molehill in studio. They got a new EP out this month called Hearts on Fire. Some of the tracks already released online. Check them out now. Tomorrow they're going to be at Subterranean, North Avenue in Wicker Park. In studio tonight, Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zuten, and Devin Staples. They're back at the table tonight. Yeah, you, look at that. That was a ballad. That's like... Yeah, you guys can do anything.
Pop it up. Pop it up.
Well, we were talking before the break just about, you know, the idea of being a band in this day and age when you can do so many different things with the music that's provided and the technology that's provided. I mean, if you could see on the webcam tonight, I mean, we're talking, you know, you guys have keys set up, synth set up, computers, the drum pad, which is an experiment for tonight. We appreciate that. One guitar, just standard, so standard. Peter, I feel for you. But I mean, there's so much you can do. Talk about that. Talk about the idea of are we going to see a renaissance of this kind of music with technology sort of being able to create beats and techniques and sounds that we haven't had before? Are we going to see a renaissance, or are we going to see sort of a dumbing down of the music where people are be able to press a button and do things that, you know, other musicians can do much more artistically?
Well, I mean, we're already in the present where people will pay lots of money to go to see somebody press a button in that sense. But it's also like, I mean, Pete, you've been to you saw Skrillex at,
Bonnaroo.
And you know, it's like anytime you hear somebody complain about, it's like, oh man, well, all he's doing is like pressing buttons. You go, yeah, I don't really think you're seeing the bigger picture. Like, I mean, dude, talk about like when you were there.
Yeah. You know, the, this was in, 2008, I want to say. I went to Bonnaroo, and the first night I got there, it was kind of all mostly electronic acts. It was Thursday night when I got there, and, it just blew me away. Like, I'd never seen any live electronic acts, really, like any EDM acts or whatever. So just the sounds that they can get out of those speakers, it's like nothing you can,
nothing a real band can replicate.
Right. And where I was so far back in the crowd, you couldn't possibly see the stage or the person on the stage, and it didn't even matter. Nobody cared. It was just these amazing sounds were coming out of these speakers, and it just sounds really cool. And I mean, that's what it boils down to. People are there, and somebody will hit some super low bass synth sound, bass drop, and you'll hear people like scream from half a mile away because everybody's so excited about this bass sound that
now,
just happened.
I'll speak for probably a WGN audience that might be listening to this, might be someone who's older, who's a music lover, who says, well, I don't consider that to be music. That's sound. Maybe there's something in there that's projected, that's some sort of created computer generated sound, not the music that I know. Talk about, give us a nod for EDM music being music.
So, that's okay. That's okay if you look at it as just being sound. I think, though, before you trash something, I think it's worth understanding like why there's such a following for it. And at least the way you explain that whole experience to me, it is like this collective experience. And, you know, if the experience is, you know, just getting loaded and going to a show, well, I suppose that's one thing. But it's not like that's new. That's not new to this generation.
Right.
But, you know, I know for our band, we still definitely, you know, we like, you know, experimenting with sounds, you know, from a guitar as much as we like experimenting sounds from a vintage synth or something. But more than anything, I think in this band, we're just trying to write great songs, like that tells a great story, try to write the best melodies that we can. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, like music hasn't changed at all. When you still listen to Bach or Beethoven, I mean, Beethoven was like the master of the rhythmic hook. It just kept coming back and back and back. Like Beethoven 5, that entire thing is built off, or the first movement is built off of this four-note motive. That's really impressive.
And when we talk about electronic music, I mean, I may, you know, say, well, this, you know, this movement that we know currently. Well, I mean, you can go back to rock bands and bands in the 70s and 80s specifically. I mean, you think of Depeche Mode or Joy Division.
The Who had, right? they were the first ones to run tracks at live shows.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a definite lineage in rock and roll of using these kind of sounds, even the sounds that you'll hear from a Skrillex or other DJs that are playing up on stage. So talk about that. I mean, there seems to be a long lineage. You find yourselves as a band sort of following in those footsteps?
I don't know. I mean, one of the hardest things I feel for at least us, and maybe this is just me, is like being really focused with writing. Like Arctic Monkeys, I always bring up this example, but their last album, AM, they did 12 songs. And I remember listening to like the first five or six songs, and I go, oh my God, they have done like the exact same arrangement for all five songs. I even think several of them are in the exact same keys. And it really bothered me at first. I was like, man, they just did the same thing over and over. And then I kept listening to the album. I go, oh, this is awesome. Like, they just figured out, I mean, they just chose to like follow this, whether it was arrangement, the sonic textures, see, Devin's nodding, the sonic textures, but they created a collection of songs that just feel so right together. And I know that's something like...
There's no electronics on that too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But that album was a massive hit. So like, you know, the idea of saying like, oh, well, guitar rock, guitar based rock and roll is dead. Well, yeah, it's definitely not what it once was. But to say that music somehow doesn't appeal to, youth or, you know, older folks too, that's ridiculous. They just happen to write 12 amazing songs.
Is there, you guys tour a lot. I mean, is there a like, where do you, when you think of it, like a fantasy bill? Like the idea of like you'd be with the bands that you like and things. So do you find yourself leaning more towards an EDM or an electronica type bill, or do you see yourself with rock and roll bands? Like where do you
rock
guys see
bands.
Rock
yeah.
bands?
Sure.
Yeah, we just saw at House of Blues on April 5th. We saw the great Scottish band Biffy Clyro, and Devin kept saying, he's like, Trev, man, I haven't seen you. He was like, you're like a little kid. And these guys came out on stage, and it is just like, it is fierce for two straight hours. And it was two of the greatest hours of my life. If there's any band we could tour with, it'd be Biffy Clyro.
Yeah, for sure.
Simon Neil, if you're listening.
Yeah, above all, we consider ourselves a rock band. And yeah. I think we always want to stay true to music that rocks. Like, we want to have high-energy rock shows where people can go and get sweaty and rock out, and we will do the same on stage.
And our shows are loud.
Well, there you go. You can see it tomorrow night. At Subterranean in Wicker Park. What time does that show start?
We're opening for the really cool bands Mona and Flagship. And doors are at 6, and we're on first at 6:45. And we do provide earplugs.
Yeah, we always bring free earplugs to shows.
Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zeden, and Devin Staples in studio. They are the band Molehill. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get one last track here live in Studio 435. Stay with us. All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN. Time for Studio 435. We wrap it up tonight. The cinematic pop sounds of the band Molehill. Their brand new EP is out on May 12th called Hearts on Fire. They've released a couple of those tracks, one we're going to hear right now. Tomorrow they're going to be at Subterranean. Doors open at 6. They'll be on stage around 6:45. Subterranean, of course, on North Avenue in Wicker Park. In studio, the band Molehill, Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zeden, and Devin Staples. The band. Here is the track. We'll wrap up Studio 435 tonight with the track Reverie. Guys, take it away.
When the world still made sense and you had always been a part of it, maybe I was just a bit too innocent. innocent, but I never thought that you'd be leaving like this. I remember all the things you taught me. I was with you in the garden planting seeds, sharing space on the piano bench playing keys, how to be a man and what that really means. I still depend on you. I see you in my dreams. You showed us all about what a good life really means. There's nothing I wouldn't leave behind to have you in my life again. But you've already left a scent. You made me the person I am. If I could see you once again, I'd tell you everything you meant. All the people who love you and you left them a story to tell. Ooh, but you made me the person I am. Heaven got a little brighter when you came. I'm sure the angels already knew your name. Did you think about me as your breath slipped away? 'Cause I think about you every day. I still depend on you. I see you in my dreams. You showed us all about what a good life really means. There's nothing I wouldn't leave behind to have you in my life again. But you've already left to send. You made me the person I am. If I could see you once again, tell you everything you meant. All the people who loved you and left them a story to tell. Ooh, but you made me the person I am. Nothing I wouldn't leave behind to have you in my life again. But you've already left to send. You made me the person I am. If I could see you once again, I'd tell you everything you meant. All the people who loved you and you left them a story to tell. The person I am. Thank you, Chicago.
Yeah, there we go. Live at Studio 435. The band Molehill, that was the track Reverie, which is on the new EP, which is out May 12th. That song's actually been released. You can find it in streaming sites all over the world. I don't even know how to say it. You don't want to be so brand specific. You just want to say it's streaming sites available everywhere. The band Molehill will be on stage at Subterranean tomorrow night over in Wicker Park. Doors open at 6 o'clock. They're on stage at 6:45. Peter Manhart, Trevor Jones, Greg Van Zuden, and Devin Staples are the band members, and they are in studio tonight. Guys, I can't thank you enough. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.